Donald to get ready for Matan Torah. So it's G'day, the Derech Hashem has Chedim Dali, he speaks about what Talmud Torah is all about. I feel this is time anyone learning Yeshiva should learn the Shtickel. It's a must for everybody, but Zichur before, it's for sure before Matan Torah, but it's something that it just fine-tunes what are we doing with learning in, what are we doing with the learning in Limud Torah. We have to figure out what we're doing with Limud Torah, what exactly it does for us, what exactly is the Avodah of Limud Torah. So he says in short, Klal Havoidu Meskak Shnei Chalokim. Havoidu Hashem is divided into two parts. The Echad HaTalmud. One is the Talmud. Vasheni HaMaisa. Second is the Maisa. You know, it's like you, before you get a license, you have to, you take a test, a permit, you have to learn what the laws are, you have to know what you're supposed to be doing. Then you have to know Maisa, how to do it. Same thing with a person becoming a doctor. If you learn 4 years of med school, but if you never stepped into the hospital, emergency room, he's not going to know what to do. You have to know Maisa, you have to know how to do it. So there's two parts that he starts off saying, that there's two parts that you have to learn in order to know what to do, and you have to do. Chelkei Maisa, so now he divides up. What's Maisa? What is Maisa? Before he explains, he's going to get soon to Talmud, but now he explains what Maisa is. Maisa is chelek la'arbo. There's four types of Maisa. Ha'echot midi, ha'sheni yoimi, ha'shlishi zmani, ha'rvi mikri. What does that mean? Ha'tmidi, what does tmidi mean? Explains in Noyes Gimel. Mashi yichui v'adam tamid k'gwein avas shabi yirasai. There are certain mitzvahs that a person has that is yichui all the time. No, doesn't make a difference what day, night, Yom Tov, Shabbos, doesn't know if Kamina, you always chash. That is something like Avos Rav Yiras Hashem. A person always has to have Avos Rav Yiras Hashem. Like Mishul Burim brings down a Bir Halacha. That every person could be the Shesh Mitzvahs to Midias. You could always be Mekayim all the time. Every time you can Mekayim that Mitzvah. 24/7. The first Bir Halacha in Chedekal Mishul Burim. Maybe it's on the bottom, I'm not sure if it's the first one, maybe the second one, but it's on the bottom of the first page. We're looking at the bottom of it, things Shesh Mitzvahs. What's the missing yoyim? There's certain missing mechuyim every single day. Like what? Hainu akrab karbanas b'sman habayis. The time of the Beis Hamikdash, they had to bring karbanas every single day. Achshav, what do we have instead of that? We have tefillos and kriyas shema. That's every single day. Hazmani, what's hazmani? Mashu mechuyim boy b'smanim yeduyim. Going Shabbos, Yom Tovim. Person, this comes once a week, once a year. These are things that come up. It's called, causes it money. It's not yoimi, it's not daily, but it's on a time, on a cycle, on a period, exactly when a mikri, something, it's a mikra happens. Fima shiagila min a mikra. What's a mikra? Tigoyim. You have a mitzvah, challah, maaser, tigraven. When you make a dough, you chayim in challah. If you never make a dough, you're not chayim in challah ever. If you have a child, and it's the first child, you're chayim in aben. If not, pris milu. All these things are mikra. Something happens, you're mechuyim. But if it never happens, you're mechuyim. Ubekoyeitze b'chol eilim, ubekol eilim eilu yimotsu, tzivuyim v'azhar. The Hainu Essen Vilavin Himsur Merava Seito. So he says that all these things I spoke about till now, all this is the chelk of being, the chelk of doing. Every person mechuyev in his maisa. What's the maisa mechuyev? There are do's and don'ts. Everything, the whole day, you have either the things that are all the time, either things that are just daily, or things that are zmani, or things that are mikri. Everything has do's and don'ts. What's do's? I say. What's not to do? Lois to say, or Azharas. Now, Ikra Avoida Bechlal, as we explain what the Ikra Avoida is. I'm Ikra Kolonyanim Adech Klal Nizbar Bechelk Al. Pechelk Al Perg Dal, Shra Pnie Elav Izborach, Ubakoshas Kirvosai, Kifi Adrochem, Ashachok Akolonu. The whole idea of Avoida Hashem, what does that mean to us? What is it? What's the Tachlis Avoida Hashem? What is that for? Why? The whole idea of Avoida Hashem is Hapnie Elav Izborach, Ubakoshas Kirvosai. We connect with Rabban Shalom with all the mitzvahs. We also connect to Rabban Shalom when I refrain from doing an aveir because Rabban Shalom said not to do it. That's also connected to Rabban Shalom. When you walk down the street and you look a different way, instead of looking that way, look that way because the Rabban Shalom doesn't want you to look over there. That is called connected with Rabban Shalom. That is right now you have kirvus elokim. Certain connection with Rabban Shalom. You have a special kirvus with Rabban Shalom because of this is the way you connect with Rabban Shalom. There's do's and don'ts about connecting with Rabban Shalom. Kfiat rochem, the ways Hashachak klano, Hashem put it in the nature of the bria, liyis meskarvel and misdavkin boy. There's certain ways that you can connect to Rabban Shalom. Certain ways when Chas Hashem we do something not good. So we put up a little bit of a separation between us and Bnei Hashem. We do something good, or we do any mitzvah say. These are ways to get close. V'hinei tzarich shenishtavel, a person should try, l'hasir, he's supposed to try, l'hasir kol menios hara, hadovik v'choshech hachumis v'olam hazeh, v'lis amitz v'skarvus l'olam. A person has to try, this is what I just spoke out, besides doing the do's, don't also, a person has to try to avoid. And it's part of another way of being miscarried with the Bnei Hashem. About trying to stick away from things that are not going to help us do mitzvahs. Steer us away from doing mitzvahs. Those things that a person steers away, it's a kurvus kajibah, a kirva. The tachlis of avoda is that when we do all this, he's just giving a little bit of a, in a very concentrated form, what exactly avoda shem is b'chav. We'll soon get to what Talmud Torah is about. This is just hakdama to what Talmud Torah is. So he says, when you do this, when you do what you're supposed to be doing, and stay away from something, you become adam hashalom. That's adam hashalom. What's an adam hashalom? You are shmitz. What's a god of Israel? God, a person who keeps all the Torah the way he's supposed to, and he's connected to Bansha in every way, all the do's and don'ts. He does what he's supposed to. Shezeh kol chefzeh izborah, that is the rotzen of Hashem. V'chol tachlis b'ruyeh es ha-briyeh k'mesh k'zavti. This is the tachlis of the briyeh. So this is just a short way to make it up. Ach, brote en yonim en kifim asher hochu chukas anushes v'oilam v'chol b'chin yaseh v'adrofim shemitnu l'odam. The words are hard of here, but what he was saying is that every single person has a different situation in this world. Every single person. There's a certain teva. Some people are, first of all, people are born in different countries. People are born in different areas. People are born to different families. People are born to different matzav. Every single person, he says, this whole avodah of do's and don'ts is totally what situation you put in. There's no person in the world that has the same situation as the guy next to him. He has a special, there's a folder, a portfolio, this is his portfolio of his. There's a certain plan, tuchnit, exactly, planned exactly how his life is going to, what he's going to have in the do's and don'ts, where he's going to have to work harder, work less. No two people working the same. No two people have the same experience. No people have the same teva. No people have the same cheshik. Everybody's different. So he says, prote en yonim, en kefim ashehuch kuchukas anushis, means according to the teva Hashem made each person, va'oilam, according to the teva of the world, the person living today is not like a person living 100 years ago. Or 20 years ago. Why are you not from Kivega? What do you mean why from Kivega? Because I don't live in Kivega's door. I'm not from Kivega. I'm not from Kivega. Kivega didn't see what I saw. Kivega didn't go through what I went through. That's why I'm not from Kivega. What do you mean? It's a different world. The world is different. The place is different. The America is different. It's Israel. I'm going to say something about Americans now. I hope you don't. Australians are also included. Shmuel Berman came to Shteyman once, and Shteyman was telling him, they got into some kind of an argument. They were saying, who's like, which bachur, a better bachur, Israeli bachur, American bachur? And I wouldn't think, that's the conversation they had. Shmuel Berman was a man who was from Shabbat, he was from Shabbat. So Shteyman said, look at the Israeli bachur, the higher level, whatever, they know more, and they're more shakur and learning this and that. So he told him, this is what he told him. Shmuel Berman told him that it says when Yaakov Avinu met Yosef, he heard Yosef was alive, he said, I want to go see Yosef before I die. Terem Amos. So he says, why do you have to say the Terem Amos? Terem Amos? Of course the Terem Amos. After what he expects to see him after he dies? Of course, he would have to say those words, I want to go see him before I die. So he said, so Shmuel Berman asked the statement. So he told him, Shmuel Berman told him, what's the pshat? Pshat is like this. He said there was a story in time of Chafetz Chaim that he told his Talmid to go see the Leshem. Leshem was a very big mekubal. He was Yasha's grandfather. He was the biggest mekubal who lived in Europe. And he was a very big, special person. So he said, try to get the Bachram from Rabin to go to see the Leshem. Because he said, over here you'll be able to see him. This world, the next world, you're not going to see him. You can stop right over here. You're not going to see him. So Shmuel Berman said, as he told Shteyman, that he said, Yaakov Avinu said, I want to see him in this world because the next world I'm going to see Yosef. Because Yosef, I'm not going to see Yosef next world? Yes, what is not going to see Yosef next world? He said, because what Yosef went through 22 years, no one's going to be able to get close to see his daughter, even Yaakov Avinu. That's what he said. So he said, sometimes a person has a heart attack, one of the signs, who has a hard time, is not the same level. Okay, he says, you don't know what kind of dog you're getting to because of that. You know, sometimes this buck of half hour, an hour trying to learn, be worth more than someone else's 12 hours. You don't know what it's like. Every person is different. If he's having a hard time, he has a different sinus. He has a sinus his family, he has a sinus about something else. Everybody has a sinus. So every person has. It's a joke about America. It's a word about Americans. It's gay to everybody. What they're trying to say, that person who has, could be that, he said, with American, that schmutz of Zen, and at Tafadur game, he said, with the stuff he has to see and go through, he says, it's a Zayasu Vatsari. That's what he said. He says, it's a high dog. That's what he said. Rishon Ram said. Like, but I'm just saying, the word is that the world is not the same for everybody. Everybody's different. Hadrachim Shnit and Adam Ashtam Ashlamas and Hashim Yimah is called Abriya. Kulak if he's a Dreva called Mosei. He's saying another Nikud over here that you should know when you become a better person and you do your mitzvahs, not only you make ease, not only you becoming better, the world's becoming a better place because of you. The world's becoming a better place because of you. It's a different. The dog that the person you get to brings the world up. It means it comes, it made the world a better place. It's not being mashlon himself. When a person, we learn the Torah, is, you know this, preserves the whole Bria. It says over here, that's mashlon the whole Bria. It's like, Shlem is the Bria. We're bringing the Bria to a better place. Every year sitting in Yeshiva, sitting in a Mismatch, Dabna Kamench, that's bringing the Bria to a more of a Shlem. That's what he says now. This is just like Dabna. Now, Peri Beis. I'm going to read the first paragraph, just start with that, then I'm going to continue next semester. Inyan Talmud Torah with Inyan Mukhrach. Talmud Torah is something that has to be done. Why does it have to be done, Talmud Torah? The fish is a lusty. Without that, this is what I spoke of before. If you didn't take a test and learn the laws, you didn't become a doctor, you didn't learn in school what to do, it's not going to help you today, tomorrow. Maybe some people could learn on the job, but normally you have to learn what to do. That's the maysa. How are you supposed to do it? How are you supposed to do something you don't know what to do? Omnam, this is the whole shtickle of the Derech Hashem. Zulas kolzeh yesh b'talmud tachlis gadol b'shlemusa shel adam. Even if there was no reason in the world to learn what, in order to know what to do, limud haTorah has a tachlis for itself. What is it? We have to see. Kvar eskarnu inyan zeh b'ktzar b'chelek av pek dalet. Omnam atan arach b'yosef. This is the whole shtickle we want to see, the shtickle for this reason. He says that sometimes you learn the Gemara and you learn Yavamas. And you say to yourself, it's Mishnah Gay for me in Yavamas. What are you? I don't know, we're not getting the Yavamas. We're not getting to. We don't do Yibam today. We do Chalitza today. We don't do Yibam. So I don't have to learn the. First of all, Chalit by Yibam I don't have to do. I'll do Chalitza. I'll do Mitz Chalitza. This is one period. Yibam I don't have to do. Chalak of Torah. What? If it's a Gay Lamaisa, then you say to yourself, I learned this marriage. I'm learning now Psachim. No one's going to ask me halacha ma'aseh what to do. I'm not going to get from the Gemara to halacha ma'aseh. So what's the game for me? Bishlam, if I learn like the way you learn the whole Gemara Shteisus, then you learn Rosh and Ran and Shitas and Rama. Then you go through Beis Yosef. And then you go through the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham and the Taz. And you see the Birak Ra and you go to Mishabura and the Chayodam and the Aruch Hashulch and you get all the Shitas Klar. You know exactly the Pasuk. Now someone asks you, you know what the Pasuk, you know where it comes from the Gemara, you know this and that. But a lot of most people don't learn like that. So what am I doing? If the whole tachlis is to learn lemaisa, what am I doing? I'm asking Mishayla Hashem, Tshuva. We have to know what it means. You have to know what we're doing. If we have this klar, it will be easy for us, and we'll run up the steps in the morning. So I'm just going to read the first line, then we'll stop. Erech HaTalmud Torah Kefi'in HaShpois. Base. Bechlal HaShpois. HaShpois means influences. It means Rabban Shem. The greatest influence. HaShpois means Menu Yisbarach. See it from the beginning of the day, see it? Yeah. Shpois Menu Yisbarach. Litzorech B'yoysov. Hashem has some way of being Mashpia. It means he influences from himself to us. It means we can't have a direct casual Rabban Shem. Mamash like a novi or whatever, but how does greatest influence that we can have, that Hashem can influence us, or could be mashpia on us? Yesh ashpo achas el yoyna mikol ashpois. There's one, the greatest effect in the Bria that we can have from the Bayan Shalom, something in the Bria that we can be affected by the Bayan, we can connect with the Bayan Shalom. In yonu yoysi yokar mulish b'chom asha efshar, it's more, has more glory, more yikara, more, and it's higher than anything you could find in this Bria. Something that's close, I'm going to read this over next time, just to get something that's close to the level of the Banshim himself, something that's come out to the Banshim himself, he's going to say is Torah himself. The Banshim Kavyachal is going to say, put himself in the Torah. And by us learning the Torah, we are. This is the way I'm connected to Banshim. I know it feels more by Kabbalah Shabbos. I know it feels more sometimes you do a mitzvah. But it says over here, Liman HaTorah is the greatest connector, the Chayach and the Bria. There's nothing more than we're sitting with the Rebbeinu Shlom and you're becoming a Shlich with the Rebbeinu Shlom. If you need a little chizuk and getting connected, Allah Kamar. And we're going to speak about it over here. He's going to say over here, you're always bothered, like, you know, you're making sure that's a kasha. So you say, okay, I wasn't bothered by the kasha. Okay, whatever. Okay, so shver, and if it is shver, so I got the basic shot. What I have to get the tifu shot, but so I didn't get the tifu shot. What's going to happen? He writes over here by Rishas that the more you are Mas'amek in Torah, the more you connect to the Baruch Shem. A person, we have 650 people in this Medrash over here. There are 650 dagas of connection that we have in this Bria with the Baruch Shem. 650 levels you can be connected to.